Blog Talk Radio.
Happy.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
This is Matthew Borlenghi, and I have been talking to you on Stardish Radio, the only radio as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean?
Welcome back to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is January 7, 2009. Happy New Year, everybody. I am glad that you were able to come back and hang out with us for a little bit. Just a reminder, I want everybody to know that you're going to have to go to stardishradio.com to sign up for the email alerts as far as to figure out what guests are coming on the show, because everybody's just coming back from their vacations and celebrating their holidays, so there's not much up there on the calendar right now. Things are being done daily, and the only way you're going to be able to find them out is if you log on to stardishradio.com in advance and sign up for those email alerts so I can send them out to you. Okay, we'll bring Tony on the phone. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Joanne. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Doing fine. Just fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
What were you going to say? No, you go ahead. Well, I know you're about to introduce your guests, right?
Yes. This is what we're going to do. I want to also just remind everybody on Friday, to come back Friday, because there will be a wrap-up of the week. We'll be discussing the soaps and reality TV. The new Bachelor just aired the other night. I want to talk about that because some things popped out about that concerning guests that we actually had on the show, Deanna Pappas, and Jesse Sinsack. And there's a big twist coming up in that show. And there's a new reality show called True Beauty, created by Tyra Banks and Ashton Kutcher, that we're going to be talking about as well. And I need to just say that on January 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, former Married with Children star Ted McGinley will be joining Stardish Radio. So I want to put that out there because I just got that. That just came over the wire, so I had to say that. But we have a small show tonight as far as time goes, so I want to get right to introducing our guests. The guests tonight are one of the hottest groups to come out of Orange County. Their sound is so eclectic, and I'll tell you, I listened to their music, and oh, my God, I just fell in love. They've got some beautiful, beautiful sounds to their music. They've been compared to Pink and Sade, and they have a new album called Sweet Relish, and I can't wait to hear how they came up with that name. So I want to introduce to Stardish Radio listeners, Echo Cell.
Hi, how you doing? This is Adam from Echo Cell.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
How you doing? Belinda's sick, unfortunately.
Is she?
Yeah, I think you're
going
to have to deal with me today.
Oh, that's fine. Hi, Adam. I'm Joanne, and that's Tony. Welcome
to
Stardish.
How you doing, Adam?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem. So you guys have some sound to you. Now, you and Belinda started this group, correct?
Yeah, we started about back in, 2001?
Uh-huh.
We've been together quite a while. We've been working quite a while.
Okay, so how did you guys come to realize this is what you wanted to do? I mean, I don't know your ages or anything. Was this like a childhood dream, or was it just something you were messing around with? How did you come together?
It was just similar likes in music. We both liked the kind of Euro sound, the Bristol sound, trip-hop
mm-hmm.
Type bands, the Portisheads, and, Portishead and Massive Attack, they were kind of our inspirations, and we just enjoyed that sound, and, living in Orange County, it was kind of tough to find someone with similar interest, and we somehow found each other.
Wow.
And, it was kind of a roundabout story. We had heard about each other through other sources and other people that we had auditioned, mm-hmm. and we had auditioned for other projects, and one, as kind of things led to another, we came about started working with one another, and you know, we've been together ever since. So it's been good. We've come up with a lot of different stuff.
That's it's great, and it's great stuff. And then how long after you got started did you move to Los Angeles?
We've actually been in LA for, you know, we've always, Orange County is very close. It's about a 45-minute drive, if that. So
It's
one big metropolitan area. So It's we've always had our studio based out of LA since it's centrally located. Some people come in, the people that we have playing on the albums, you know, and things like that are coming in from outside parts of LA, but it's still within driving distance. So
right. We've
been there for at least a good 5 years, You know, centrally located in LA. That's where our studio is. That's where we get everything done because it's right in the middle of everything, right in downtown.
Now, you've played at some great places, House of Blues, the Hard Rock Cafe, the El Rey Theater, the Roxy, the Viper Room. And you were also recognized at the Armenian Music Awards at the Hollywood Palladium. So you guys are, like, really coming up. I mean, you're taking your time, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you're coming out of a shell, and one of these days it's just going to, like, burst out there because you guys really have something.
Yeah, we've seen the progression. I think we also feel the progression in the music, too. It's a lot. We enjoy it every time we come up with a new song. We feel like it's getting better and better, and it's our best song. And, you know, I think the results show that. We actually got Best Song for Soul Hangover at the Orange County Music Awards. And, you know, things like that. I mean, it's been great. There's, like, our video for Soul Hangover has over 80,000 hits on YouTube. Little things like that, you know, there's all the work and things like that are a great reward, and it shows that people are actually taking an interest in what we do, which is all you can ask. You know, that's amazing.
Yeah, Tommy, did you want to say something?
Yeah, you just pretty much mentioned the songs, the Soul Hangover, and all that. How did you get the inspiration to write those particular songs that you did?
You know, that particular song, the inspiration comes from a bunch of different sources, but that particular one, and Belinda can answer this better, which it's unfortunate she's not here, but I know the story behind it. And, you know, as most songs, it came about from a situation with her significant other, with a guy.
Okay.
Telling the story to somebody, and it was the next day, and something bad happened, and, you know, her friend just said, "Man, it sounds like you have a really bad soul hangover."
Wow.
And so that kind of came about through that, and I had been working on a track, and she came to me with this idea, and we put it together, and it just really, really worked. And it's to this day one of the better tracks that we've come up with.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Cool. We love it. In your top hits.
Yeah, we love it. We love that song. Everyone likes that song a lot.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite. I have to say that. Mm-hmm. I listened to it quite a few times today, and I watched the video on your YouTube channel. And, you know, the video tells the story of what he just said in a roundabout way. You know what I mean? And it's
right.
Really, really, I love that song. I really do. And what was my other favorite? Warm Rain.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Vessel. I like Vessel.
Yeah, that's another one. Both those songs are good songs. Those are more of the single type songs, I guess you could say. They're just they're great songs. They're well written too. So It's just really, really good stuff. And they've all had different writers. You know, we like to use a lot of different writers. You know, anyone that can bring anything to the table. We're not limited to that, which is kind of different. Different on the Sweet Relish album, but back then we were kind of using a bunch of different people.
Right. And now, how did you come up with that title, Sweet Relish?
This album, the latest album, was one that, you know, Soul Hangover was released as an EP. That was our second release, and It should have been a full length. What Sweet Relish is really the other songs that should have been on the full length. So they were written at the same time. We haven't really released them. We wanted to really put our best foot forward with Soul Hangover, so we left the others. But there's some great songs out there, and I really, really wanted these to be released. They really deserve to be out there and to be noticed for their own reasons. Songs like Warm Rain and songs like Music that I feel carry a really powerful message that people deserve to listen to. You know, they're not going to do anything just sitting there us knowing about them doesn't really help at all. I mean, we really want them to get out there. So Sweet Relish came about from, it was kind of bittersweet. We weren't, that was the, that was where we came up with that. It was a bittersweet record where we released it at a time when we had already been playing out that record. We had already been, we've heard those songs for a long time. So for us, it was a bit bittersweet to release that because we're not promoting it in the way that you typically would a record. We're actually in the studio working on a new one as this one is being released. So
okay.
It's kind of a different way of doing things. And so that's how the title came about. It is sweet. We love it at the same time. We're a little bit tired of it. We've heard those songs a long time. We've been playing them out for a while, things like that,
right.
out at doing the shows around L.A. and things like that.
Right.
So that's how it came up with the title.
So you're ready for some new stuff. You're you know, I mean, I guess you would have to get tired of the same stuff, playing it day after day after day in different places, you know? I mean, I would imagine it grows a little tiring and that you just, like, wait for that next new thing.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, that's, I think that's kind of what an artist does, right? It sort of captures the moment of when you wrote it and what that is. And you really kind of got to immerse yourself in that. So, it's, yeah, and that's really what I think that any great artist is going to do that. They're really going to remember exactly why they wrote that. So, you know, they never get old.
Right. So now, out there, out of the artists that are out there now, out in mainstream music land out there, who is out there that you would love to collaborate with?
You know, honestly, like I was saying, Portishead has always been a major influence for us, for Belinda and I both, and they just released an album after, 13 years or something. So that would be amazing. Some of the, you know, traditional Depeche Mode or somebody like that who's out there still. Still doing it, still out there, still working, still creating great music. I mean, somebody that's out there has been doing it a long time to learn from. You know, the songwriting is what really gets me. That's what's amazing. The songwriting, some of these songwriters, not necessarily in our genre, but just great songs. You know, some of these guys out there, it's pretty amazing what they can do to a song, regardless of genre.
Right. So now, how do people approach you with songs? I mean, do you take songs from other people, like you collaborate with writers. So if somebody was listening and they said, oh, you know, I think I might have something for them, how would they do that with you?
It depends. Sometimes we reach out if we hear something. We do that. We do carry a lot of remixes. Sometimes we'll reach out to producers if there's a particular songwriter that we have worked with. You know, everyone's got their strong points. Some people are great at melodies and just coming up with melodies. Other people are great at really honing in on lyrics and what they mean. And so it does take a collective effort sometimes. And then there's some songs that they just come and it's easy. And then there's other ones where you really have to put some thought behind it, maybe bring some other people in to make it happen. So whatever it takes, you know, and we're not really picky about who we use. It just has to work, you know, for whatever reason. Even if it's just a great melody and that's all they bring to the table, it may be the best melody that's on the record. You know, you just never know what you're going to get. You can't really have too many rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of your music has been featured in a few movies. Starring Nicolas Cage, Bangkok Dangerous, and My Best Friend's Girl, starring Kate Hudson, Jason Biggs, and Dane Cook. How did that come about?
Once again, it was through a mutual friend, people that I've done production for, Belinda has done vocals for. We do other things outside of Echo Cell as well, where maybe she'll come in and do vocals on a track for a movie, or maybe I'll do production, producing tracks for a film or something like that, for a movie, for a particular scene at the director's request. So that's kind of, you know, we always stay in that. Living in LA and being in there, you're going to run into those opportunities. You know, those things are going to come about, and just knowing the right people and making the work. You have to do good work, and the director has to like it. It has to fit the scene. So most of those projects are are at the direction of the director. They're specifically made for the movie itself.
Uh-huh,
so it depends.
Okay.
You know, you just never know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry, Tony. I heard you. I know I interrupted you.
No. I was just agreeing with what you were saying. That's all that was. But I did want to make a comment about your sister, the lead singer was your sister, and she said that her voice is comparing to Big and Dido. But what I've been hearing, the name, she's more Dido because it's more like a haunting blues type of sound.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
she's got the jazz roots, man. she loves the jazz roots. You know, it just we've been listening to a lot of the Pretenders lately. Just a lot of people say she sounds like the singer for the Pretenders. I forget her name.
Chrissy Hynde.
But yeah, that's her. And, you know, so I think because it's genre, you're gonna get a lot
right.
of the references to. I mean, even Portishead, or you know, we're gonna get a lot of these because of the genre that we enjoy. But when you really just
right.
isolate the vocal, it's a whole different thing. I've heard Belinda sing all different kinds of ranges and styles that vary. So it's really song-specific. She can do a lot of different things. So she's
mm-hmm.
been compared to all over the map. I've heard Sade. I've heard
oh, yeah.
Jeff Gibbons.
I love Sade.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different things. So at the end of the day, I mean, those are all great, great things.
Right.
Those are things I like to hear.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad thing. I mean, when I first heard the music, that's who I thought of was Sade. It was just very... It just brought me back to that 80s sound, and it was just really, really, oh, God, it was just, like, so mellow, and you just kind of want to lay there and, like, get lost in your thoughts,
yeah.
and you get lost in the words to those songs. You really do.
Yeah, it sounds like Sade does.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah,
oh,
kind of, I look at it as, like, a kind of coffee shop. It's really laid back. laid-back kind of music. That's the kind of stuff we enjoy listening to, so it just kind of comes
right.
out.
So what's coming up on this new stuff that you're working on in the studio?
Well, you know, we do have Sweet Relish. We plan on doing a few shows around town, around Los Angeles, to get that, do some promotion and with that. And hopefully we're working on getting some songs licensed as well from that album. Now, for the new record, what we're doing... We're kind of going back to our roots. You know, we have invited a lot of writers and other players into the studio to collaborate on the other stuff, on the older records.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're doing now is we want to keep it really grassroots with just Belinda and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been doing the majority of the writing, all the production, you know, and then we're going to call in the players to come in and execute the parts.
Mm-hmm.
But, for the most part, we're getting back to just us. This is going to be, it's kind of private. We're just doing what we want to do, and we're going to see what comes out. And I got to tell you, it's just amazing. The stuff we've been putting out is just sounding really, really good. So we're really
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, that's, you know what? And you know what I'm going to tell, when you go to echocell.com, it takes you directly to the MySpace music page. Just so you know, because I was on there earlier, there's some glitches going on there that's not playing the remixes.
Oh, okay. I got to check that because we just
changed
some stuff on the host there.
Yeah, I tried to listen to the remixes, and I couldn't get them to play. So check that out. But everything else seemed to be working just fine. But the remixes I couldn't get to play. I was anxious to hear those, too. So definitely check that out. Now, where are you going to be? What kind of dates are we looking at? Where are you going to be performing?
We would like to do, you know, I've been working on getting us a show over at Amoeba Records. Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, it's going to be pretty much shows around LA. We like to do shows that make sense, where we can invite an orchestra to come in, where we can invite maybe horn players, or you know, the bigger the lineup, the better. We like to do a show as opposed to just, you know, a band performing. We really like to implement a huge, you know, maybe a huge ensemble, maybe a cellist and, you know, a couple of violins or, you know, our music, we have that flexibility. We can do that with what we do.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we're really...
Oh, that's fabulous.
Right now, we're just focusing on the record, though. And as soon as we can get some, maybe a few more songs you know, finished and completed, then, yeah, we'll probably start working on putting a show together around that and going out and doing a few more shows.
So that's fabulous.
We just want to do a few for a few shows maybe for the Sweet Relish record.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. You're going to be on probably the Tonight Show with Jay Leno or the Late Late Show, Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
We're working on that.
That would be great. Eventually we'll be on there. And if we do, I'd be gladly watching that, watching your performance on there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. You know, The Tonight Show was famous for bringing on new up-and-coming comics, and they've been doing that with artists as well. And Carson Daly has been doing that also. He brings on a lot of up-and-coming performers. So, yeah, that would be great.
That's basically his days from MTV. That's where he basically bound
in. Yeah, exactly. That's somebody that you want to be friends with.
Go find Carson Daly. He'll probably hook you up.
He's got some pull out there somewhere. If he's got this talk show on for that long, sorry, Carson, it's not that great. But, he's not that funny. So he should have stuck to the music part because he's really not that funny. But I love what he did on TRL and whatever else he did over there at MTV. Music is definitely the thing. You have to make sure that Alessandra keeps me posted on your dates and stuff because we'll definitely promote them. I mean, not necessarily that you would have to take time out and come back on the show, but, we throw things up on Facebook and MySpace, and we get it circulated around the Internet through blogs and stuff like that. We have a wide range of networks that will be happy to promote your stuff.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'll definitely let you know. I know we're focused. We want to do at least a couple shows in the short term and then finish up the record and then really, really promote and go out and do a bunch of shows and, get out there, make it happen, show people what we've been up to for the past year.
Oh, yeah. Tony, you know who would sound great with them and even what she writes songs too is Eileen Kristen.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Adam, is a soap opera actress, but she's a performer as well. And she's a very jazzy blues kind of performer. She's got that, deep, sultry voice. But she writes songs as well. She's been on ABC for, more than 30 years.
Interesting. I'll have to look her up.
Yeah, she does a lot of performing. She's on MySpace and she's on Facebook, and she does a lot of performing out in L.A. and in Manhattan. And it's Eileen spelled with an I, I-L-E-N-E, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N. She's a really good friend of ours on the show, and she's a fabulous, performer and songwriter. So that's somebody I have to throw out there. I think of her when I heard their music, that's who I thought of, was Eileen, that's just like right up her alley.
That'd be good. I'll have to look her up. I'll have to see. We're always interested in different songwriters. And like I said, whoever can kind of bring something new to the table, whether it's songwriting
I'll forward her information to Alessandra and you can get it from her.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah,
I have all our information. I'll send it all over to Alessandra, and she can hand it out for you. But you have to definitely keep us updated. I'm so sorry Belinda couldn't join us. I was anxious to talk to her. Tell her that
maybe
she's going to have
to. She absolutely has no voice whatsoever.
The poor girl.
Probably off all that rehearsing that she did, right?
What's that?
Probably from all that rehearsing, right?
Exactly.
Tell her to just rest up. But we missed her, and I wish she would come back on next time with you, and let us know what's going on and keep us up to date. Tell her how much we love her music, and I'm an instant fan.
Thanks, appreciate that.
No problem. So let's say thank you to Adam from Echo Cell, and he's going to keep us updated on what's going on with the group, and we'll put it out there for everyone. So thank you so much for coming on Stardish, Adam.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me again. Take care.
No problem. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye, man.
Another fabulous musician for Stardish Radio, Mans Taylor, and now Echo Cell. I really enjoy their music.
Yes, I certainly do, and I do too. And I had a chance to listen to it over the weekend many times, and I got a chance to listen to it again today. And they are very good. They are very good. I think they have a real big future ahead of them.
I think so also. They definitely do. I honestly thought of Eileen Kristen when I heard their first when I first heard Soul Hangover, because she's like really into that jazzy blues stuff, you know.
Right, absolutely, and if she can get them a nice little song for their album, well, you know, it's gonna or perform with them, that'd be kind of cool too.
Yeah, it would be. It certainly would be. But, yeah, so that's cool. So Friday, we're going to do a wrap-up show of the week. I don't know if you got to see The Bachelor this week, but it was – I wasn't going to watch it. I almost forgot that Jason was the new Bachelor. And then I turned it on and I watched. And I'll tell you right now, these damn girls are just so silly. It's insane. And it's really insane. And it shows, and I had a feeling this was going to happen in the coming attractions. It showed Deanna Pappas showing up at this friggin' mansion telling Jason, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Can you believe that?
I'm like,
can you?
Too bad, too bad.
You
had your chance. When I gave you the rose, I fled my love to you. You turned me down. Now you want to come showing up at my doorstep when I'm trying to get 25 other women. So I'm trying to be your mom. Take yourself out.
Wait a minute. Tony, you don't even understand. If you saw the coming attractions, they showed him crying. It was just so sad. I mean, you know what? So just for that reason, because we had Deanna and Jesse on the show, for that reason, I have to watch, and now I'm, like, so pro-Jason, you know what I mean? So, wow. That's all I got to say is wow. And then this other show, True Beauty, created by Tyra Banks and Ashton Kutcher, is hysterical. It's friggin' hysterical. It is, I think it's 12 people, and they're all people who swear that they're the most beautiful people on the planet. And
especially this one blonde chick with the blue eyes.
With the messed up lips. Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's got, like, some really bad lips. And I love the fact that they put them through that scientific test this week, and it was hysterical. That girl went off crying. Oh, no, I'm this beautiful person. But she was nasty, so I'm glad she got booted off. So, yeah, I want to keep a running tally on these kind of shows now. So we're going to be definitely covering The Bachelor this season and definitely True Beauty. And
and there are other reality shows that are out there that
yeah, we're definitely going to worth watching. But I'm hooked right now on The Bachelor, and I'm hooked right now on True Beauty. So let's start keeping tabs on what's going on with that. And I'm working on getting some more guests. I'm working on Tanya Walker, a few other people, and I should have some updated lists. So there won't be another show until Friday when we do our wrap-up on, you know, the whole everything. And so that'll be that. So just, you know.
Yeah, well, quickly, and real quickly, and I know we got about less than a minute and a half, but I want to reanimate the guest that you got on the 27th, Ted McGinley. He's not only was star Married with Children, but he was also on The Love Boat.
That's right.
The last two seasons of The Love Boat, and he also was in Happy Days, played Roger Phillips.
Yes, he was. Yep. And he's only going to be on with us for 30 minutes, but he's doing another Hallmark show with Jeannie Francis, The Note, part two, I guess. I don't know exactly what the title is yet, but they just finished filming it up in Canada, and it's set to air on the Hallmark Channel on the 30th of January. And he's coming on the 27th, then on the 29th, he'll be... Is it the 29th? I'm almost positive. I have to check my dates and get back to you. The 29th, he'll be on with Regis and Kelly, co-hosting with Kelly. So definitely something to tune in for. Okay, well, we got 46 seconds.
Wow.
I'm talking like I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so just make sure you come back on Friday. How about that? Let's just keep it that way.
Yeah,
and we'll exit out right now, and I guess I'll talk to you all on Friday.
Say good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy. Hey everybody, this is Kristen Alderson and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
This is Jason Tam on Stardish Radio, tune in.
This is Brittany Underwood, make sure to tune in to Stardish Radio.